Okay, everyone, we're going to roll into our next presentation, Navigating the Shifting Tides and Helping Courts Understand and Handle Administrative Law Transfers and the Potential Effects of the New 15th Court of Appeals, which is obviously big and new news to all of us. And we have a great panel in front of us today. First of all, we have the Honorable Justice Doss of the 7th Court of Appeals out of Amarillo, and he's been on that court since 2019. He's board certified in appellate law. And he's practiced in front of basically every court you can think of, all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. A couple noteworthy things in his bio. I always encourage people to get into it in a court. He's actually a judicial master at the Texas Tech School of Law, American Inn of Court. There are inn of courts in Austin if anybody's interested in joining those. And also, he was a 2013 co-recipient of the Franklin Jones Best CLE article by the State Bar of Texas. We also have the Honorable Justice Rodriguez as the Chief Justice of the 8th Court of Appeals in El Paso. And she is the court's 16th Chief Justice and the first Latina Chief Justice in the court's 108-year history. She's also, though, currently the longest-serving justice there. And she was also involved in El Paso County Probate Court. And she has a very interesting background. As you'll see, you know, her family immigrated to Australia when she was 13, and she visits there frequently. And one thing I'd like to mention about both of these speakers before we turn it over to the last speaker, Justice Rose, is that I really appreciate, you know, our team recruiting y'all, because this is a statewide administrative law conference, so we really appreciate the Panhandle and El Paso community coming all this way to present to us, because, you know, we might think of Austin as, you know, the home or maybe capital of admin law, but, you know, then I always think of Dallas and Houston because that's where all the attorneys are. But we have a, you know, huge state, the Valley, El Paso, the Panhandle. So we really appreciate y'all coming here today. And finally, the moderator, as everyone here probably knows, Justice Retired Rose, who has a founder of the Rose Resolution Group. He's been named an advanced credential mediator as one of Austin's top lawyers in mediation. He was on the court for several years. Before that, a partner at Strasburgers and Price. Been recognized four times as super lawyer in government and civil litigation categories. And, you know, he's very involved in the civic community, founder and trustee of the Rice School of Austin. And I like his last thing there, him and his wife support their three, work to support their three college students. So with that, let's give our panel a wonderful round of applause.
Franklin, thank you for the introductions. That saves me a little bit. I have a confession up front. I noticed that we got to the front of the program. I think it's because we had kind of a sexy title, this Navigating the Shifting Sands. And you heard the reference to AI earlier. We have to confess that we plugged into AI and asked it what would be a good title, given the topic we want to talk about. And it came up with Navigating the Shifting Sands. So hopefully we will live up to the creativity that the AI produced. Franklin, you made the point about having Justice Doss and Chief Justice Rodriguez with us and the statewide aspect. Another significant piece of that, though, is that the Amarillo Court of Appeals and the El Paso Court of Appeals are the highest volume of courts that receive transfers from the 3rd Court of Appeals on administrative law matters. And so I know those of you in the room who practice in administrative law frequently or practice in any government law or even in the 3rd Court, the transfers are always sort of a thorn in your side. I know from my time as Chief Justice, I would be someplace and someone would go, Chief Justice Rose, you transferred this case. And I would have to go, no. The Texas Supreme Court transferred the case. The 3rd Court did not transfer your case. But there are certainly unique aspects of administrative law cases that can be difficult to deal with for any court, much less courts that don't see them very frequently. And so we thought this time would be a good opportunity both to make sure you have some familiarity with these judges and these courts, but also to maybe get some feedback from you to talk about ways that you can better serve your clients by helping us. You know, when I first took over as chief of the 3rd Court, I was told the story of an administrative law case was transferred to the Corpus Christi Court of Appeals. And when the record arrived, the Corpus Christi Court turned it away. And we thought, well, you know, that doesn't seem right. I mean, they should have taken, well, the record had arrived in a U-Haul truck because the record was so big. And the court said, no, we're not taking that. And so there was a negotiation. I think the 3rd Court had to take it back. And so that gives you a little bit of an impression of what can happen in these. But so we want to visit with you all. Maybe you guys can tell us a little bit about the size of your court, what's going on in the court, and then we'll get into kind of some specifics about what your experiences may have been with regard to these transfer cases.
Well, I'm one of the smallest courts there in El Paso. We have three justices six chambers, staff attorneys. We have two central staff attorneys. And I'm trying to, I can almost recall the name of each administrative appeal I've had in the last 12 months. But it's been about five or six, to be honest with you. And normally, just to kind of give you an idea, we try to dispose of 30 cases a month.